Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's State Fair of Texas Friday.
Exciting things that we're going to do here at the big State Fair of Texas.
It's part of our family tradition. We come to opening day and start with Big Tex and a corn dog.
And, of course, we are here live at the Go Texan building. It's the Go Texan Pavilion that the Ag Commissioner is so deeply involved in. And everything in here is a Texas brand of some kind. They're selling all kinds of wares inside. And the good thing about this is, it's 88 degrees outside, but we're indoors out of the sun.
Oh, it's lovely in here. Absolutely. People are taking a break from the sun that is bright this afternoon. But we're meeting people from all over who are visiting. I had a brother and a sister that stopped by and said, we've been doing this for years. She goes, we're not from Texas, but my brother moved down here years ago. And I always come down around this time of year just to visit him. And he takes me to the fair. And we have a great time. And they were older. And it was just nice to see, you know, all kinds of people coming out here to enjoy, and lots of families, and it's been a good time so far. Of course, the gates are open here. KRLD's Russell Scott was right there at 10 a.m. when they started.
As soon as the gates opened here at the State Fair of Texas, people were headed out for coupons and then headed out to find their favorite part of the fair.
The food, the attractions.
Well, just had an awesome fruit cup.
Always like the nachos.
Definitely the Ferris wheel. Do that every year.
Corny dogs.
The turkey legs.
The patty melts.
And to go along with all the great food here at the Great State Fair of Texas, they've got all the animals, the lambs, the sheep, the goats. The petting zoo is open with some very tiny chicks and some calves as well. It's going to be a fun day. At the State Fair of Texas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is going to be a fun 3.5 weeks here at the State Fair of Texas. If you can't get out today, you've got through the middle of October, and all kinds of events are going on. State Fair Classic, of course, Texas OU is coming up soon. And, of course, one of the highlights, the corny dogs.
First thing we get, first thing every year.
Every year?
I got it.
Ketchup or mustard?
Mustard.
Mustard and ketchup?
Heresy.
It's a tradition. Every year, first thing we do.
It's part of our family tradition. We come to opening day and start with Big Tex and a corn dog.
Yep. Others say they're looking forward to the frozen lemonade, Dubai chocolate fries, and the fried boiled egg Wagyu sliders.
Now, usually we like to say we're broadcasting live from the Milestone Plumbing, AC, and Electric 24-hour breaking news center, but today we took that news center on the road. We are broadcasting live from the State Fair of Texas. If you're just now joining us, we are at the Go Texas Pavilion. So when you make your way out here, come on close to the Embarcadero building where we were last year, and it's right across the walkway. Another nice AC building. All right, well, from today's news, Spectrum is trying to restore service to tens of thousands of customers.
The internet and telephone provider says it is aware of an interruption of services in parts of Central and North Texas. Customers have been posting messages on social media about outages in Dallas, Garland, Arlington, and Mansfield. The website Down Detector also shows reports of outages in Austin and San Antonio. Spectrum's message says they are working to restore services as quickly as possible. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You think about it, out of all of the people, the celebrities at the State Fair of Texas, we're talking to probably at least in the top three.
Yep.
Amber Fletcher.
The queen. The corny dog. The corny dog. Amber Fletcher's with us right now.
I'll take that. I'll take a celebrity status for being a corny dog queen.
Yeah, absolutely. And she brought some corny dogs and the mustard beer.
At the mustard beer. You brought that back. You've brought it back this year. Right? Yeah. You guys actually ran out of this stuff in the first week last year.
Yeah, we introduced it last year, not knowing how it would do. You never know here at the State Fair. And within, I think, the first week, we were out and we had to contact Martin House Brewing in Fort Worth, who makes it, and had to get some new batches sent. And believe it or not, people asked if it was going to come back. And so we said, why not? If you like
Absolutely.
It, we'll bring it back.
And we joke about how it's just you stir mustard into beer. It's a little more complicated than that.
I mean, you would definitely have to ask Martin House Brewing, but yes, they do. They take their famous pickle beer and they soak gallons of mustard in it, and it's got this wonderful, I mean, if you like mustard and vinegar, I've said you're going to like the beer, you know, and it just has that little vinegar kick, and, you know, I would enjoy it, but I'm pregnant,
yeah.
So I'll have to wait until next year's fair.
You want to give it a try here? Hang
okay,
on. Austin and I are going to.
All right.
The pickle.
And in fact, I think it's a little different from last year. I think there's a little bit more pronounced pickle, which is good. Because
yeah.
I thought last year was a little too tart for me. But this one I could actually drink.
Pickle jumps right out at you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's nothing like the State Fair of Texas to have fun, creative food and drinks that you're not going to see anywhere else. And Martin House Brewing is just known for doing crazy, fun, wild beers.
So you guys, we were just talking off air. You have 7 stands now. Fletcher's Corny Dog stands at the State Fair.
Yeah, right? We have 7 locations out here at the State Fair of Texas, and a lot of people think we just have 1, maybe 2. You know, the Big Tech stand is what we're known for. Everyone thinks it's our main stand, but we do have other locations. And I always tell people, you know, if you don't want to wait in line, which is a tradition to wait in line on opening day and get your corny dog, but if you don't want to wait in line, there's other locations more on the east side of the park and like Thrillway and Kitty Land, and those stands don't have as big of a line. So if you just want to get your corny dog and get out, that's the place to go.
Which one is the busiest? Is it the one by Big Tex?
Absolutely, Big Tex.
I would think so. That one's the big
one. It's a monster, yeah.
Okay, how many different corny dogs are there now? We got is there a jalapeno one?
Yeah, so we have 6 now. We have the original, which we've had since 1942.
Okay.
And then in 2004, my dad introduced a jalapeno and cheese, which is my personal favorite. It's spicy.
I have had one of those. That's good.
Warm. It is the best.
I want to tell you, how closely guarded is the secret recipe?
Is this like Bush's baked beans
here? Is it like the Colonel's 11 herbs and spices here?
My dad has always said it is locked up in a vault. And, you know, we may give you some hints on how we make the batter, but on the actual recipe. And, you know, people online try and guess. And I saw a guy a couple years ago. He's like, I think I figured out the secret ingredient. It's bacon grease. It's not bacon grease. There's no bacon
grease.
There's no bacon grease in our
That's all it is, just a little bit of bacon grease.
But no, it's under lock and key.
I know that might not be a bad idea.
No, try it out.
Yeah.
I always am amazed by the numbers of corny dogs that you guys sell at a fair. Was I correct? Last year you sold more than you ever had before. Is that correct, or was there a number that you hit?
I believe 2022.
Okay, that was the highest.
Was one of our biggest years ever.
Okay, how many do you remember? How many you sold over the course?
It was definitely over 600,000.
What is the strangest thing you've ever heard or seen someone put on a corny dog? Mustard is the only appropriate condiment.
It's the only acceptable condiment.
But people can do some weird things.
But there are some weirdos out there.
You know, for years I heard mayonnaise. And you know what? I'm a mayonnaise girl on a sandwich.
Yeah, I
get love that, but mayonnaise. And so a couple years ago, after hearing about it over and over again, I'm like, okay, well, let's see what this is all about. Mostly from people up north. What is this mayonnaise on a corny dog about? It was absolutely disgusting.
Oh, it was sure so it was. Bad. I saw someone do that once.
It
looked nasty.
I think he was from Ireland. I think. Tartar sauce.
Oh,
he had a bag of tartar sauce and he put it on it.
Oh,
I'm not joking.
God.
I mean, I'm not judging. Look, I
almost went up to him and said, look.
Oh, I'll judge.
No, and you know what? My brother's the same way. He's like, mustard is the only answer. But you know what? I'm just happy people are eating corny dogs, and I like to think of mayonnaise, honey, ketchup, whatever. It's a gateway condiment. Ultimately, you will end up doing mustard.
My wife is from Minnesota, and so I've gone to the Minnesota State Fair a couple of years, and they have these knockoff corny dogs up there. You know what they call them?
The Pronto Pups.
The Pronto Pups.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pronto Pup?
Pronto Pup.
Do you have any idea how they came up with that name?
No.
Pronto
that's a good
Pup.
Question. It's ridiculous.
No, I think for over 80 years, they've been like, you know, they call them corny dogs down in Texas, and for over 80 years, we're like, you know, they call them Pronto Pups up there in Minnesota.
No, yeah. They're copying us. There's no doubt
That's
about it.
That's probably where they put the mayonnaise on them. All right, Amber, real quick before we let you go, what's the due date?
So I'm due November 12th, and it
Do you know
our
the sex?
First. It's a boy. It's
okay.
Our first, and we're so excited. And I have not had a corny dog all year long. And, we do pop-ups and events and festivals, and I have waited because I told myself, opening day, jalapeno and cheese. It's going to happen.
You're right. Going to give that kid that first taste of jalapeno cheese.
I love it.
All right. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Amber,
guys.
Thank you so much.
Have a great fair.
You too. Thank you so much.
The corny dog queen, and as we said, her plus one, Amber Fletcher.
One of the hardest working people at the state fair, not just while it's going on, but all year long, has got to be their vice president, Carissa Condianis. Carissa, she's joining us here at the table. Carissa, finally, it's here. What's amazing about the state fair is we'll go into April or something. We'll go, you realize the state fair is only 4 months away? And the time just seems to just blow past it so quickly. What changes year to year in the state fair?
Well, first off, howdy.
Hey.
Good to see y'all.
Howdy, folks.
Howdy.
Yeah.
Howdy, folks. It's so much changes, but also so much stays the same. So we really try to balance that tradition with innovation out at the State Fair of Texas. We're actually celebrating 139 years this year, which is insane to think of an organization and a nonprofit organization being around that long and doing so much good in the community. So we really try to keep things fresh and bring new things in. It takes our team all year to plan every year's fair. And I can tell you, while we may have opened this year's today, we are already thinking of and planning for next year. And it's just because we are known for always making it bigger and better. And we want to keep that up here at the State Fair of Texas. So our team of full-time team members, about 67 people, is working around the clock year round to ensure that our 2 million plus people who come out here and enjoy the fair have something for them that they can come out and really celebrate as a community.
Yeah.
Because right now, we need that. And to bring everybody together and have some joy and happiness. And that's what we want to do. And I love that I get to do this for a living.
It's such a precious gem of being here in North Texas, but just being in this entire region. Because people come from Oklahoma. They come from Arkansas. They come from Louisiana because they have family that are right here in North Texas. And say, why not? We'll make a trip of it and we'll visit. But it's really interesting that the newcomers here trying to experience and wrap their minds about it. How huge are the fairgrounds here? How many acres are we actually sitting on? And how many buildings do you have to worry about and, you know, exhibits? I mean, those numbers must be astronomical.
Yeah, we're 277 acres is what Fair Park is. And we're just here for this period of time. We have our offices here year-round, but the city of Dallas manages Fair Park year-round. And there's so many buildings out here. We also have structures that are built just for the fair, and then they have to come down immediately after the fair because this is a National Historic Landmark. So we have to leave the grounds as we got them 60 days ago.
Wow.
And we have 30 days to break it all down and turn the grounds back over to the city. And they already have events in waiting that are going to be happening here at Fair Park right after the fair.
One thing people don't realize about the size of this fair is it's something we've been talking about all week, is the fact that the State Fair of Texas is literally one of the top two largest attended fairs in the country.
That's right.
It's, you know, between
us and the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo as far as bringing people out. We're talking 2.5 million people coming out for this event.
Yeah, it's one of the largest events in the world, actually. And, you know, it takes a lot of effort to put in and make sure that we are making an experience that everyone can enjoy. And, you know, we're thankful that fairgoers come out and support us, because then in turn we get to pour back into the community for 365 days a year, not just the 24 that we're here and y'all get to come see us. Know that Big Tex, he may not be standing year-round, but his presence is here, his spirit is here. And our job last year, we gave $19.5 million away through our philanthropic and Fair Park giving efforts. The only way that's possible is by people coming out over these 24 days and celebrating all things Texan with us.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the programs. And you know what, also before we get too deep into that, the 411s for today, as it is opening day, there's some new rules. We want to make sure we get to that for sure.
That's right. The biggest one this year that we want to make sure fairgoers are aware of is our new clear bag policy. So similar when you go to a big sporting event or you go to a big concert, that is the policy that's in place. We are just mirroring that policy, and it's really a way to help people get through security safer and faster and get them to the fun quicker. So when you come out here, know that the clear bag is required, and just be ready to have fun when you come out, because that's really what we want you to do.
And that's exactly what it is. It's not just the fair food. This is an experience of everything, because it's the largest car show in the world that a lot of people don't know about. And of course, State Fair Classic is coming up this weekend, Texas OU in just a couple weeks.
That's right. It's the 100th anniversary of the State Fair Classic, one of a huge HBCU game that has been played here since 1925. So it's a huge celebration. Tomorrow, mm-hmm. we're going to have TLC on the main stage. It's going to be really exciting, as you know, an 80s and 90s kid.
I love it. I'm so excited too. I'm like,
she's chasing
how do I
her
get
waterfalls
to, how do I get,
already.
I know. You know where I'll be.
I'm ready to be back here tomorrow.
Yes, but you know, I mean, we really try to have something for everyone, whether it's the Texas Auto Show, whether it's heading over to the Livestock Barns. There was a llama costume contest today.
Everyone wants to see llamas, you know, in costume.
Yeah, you know, but then we have the Midway, which we have two new rides that are on the Thrillway. So if you like the high rides and you like the spinny rides, these are for you, Defender and Thunderbird. And so we really try, from also just being ingrained in Texas agriculture too.
Yeah.
A lot of our exhibits are very ag-focused, where we're sitting right now in the Go Texan Pavilion. This is where really we want people to experience, because that's why we're here. That's why we've been around for 139 years. Agriculture touches our everyday lives. It's about the food we eat. It's about the clothes on our back. That is not possible without agriculture. And so we want to make sure we're, you know, I'm a city folk too, but, you know, like that we remember who it is and how it happens in order for us to be able to live our everyday lives.
Absolutely. Carissa Condonianis with us here on KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.